talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As usual, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's being made. And as usual, we're giving a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about, as always. I'm going to go to Russia right now. Very disturbing news coming out. Alexei Navalny, he is Putin's opposition, the main face of Putin's opposition, whom Putin tried to poison, if you remember, and almost succeeded. Navalny was rushed to Germany. Physicians saved him there. He went back with his wife to Russia, very dangerous. They were out to get him. He did it, I think, to show resolve with the movement against Putin, but he's paying a terrible price. He got there. They arrested him. They tried him on fake charges behind closed doors and put him in one of the worst prisons in Russia, where inmates are abused. Thugs are put in there to abuse them. Navalny is slowly wasting away, not just from hunger. My own feeling is that it's very likely some very slow-acting poison. He suddenly lost the feeling in his leg, one of his legs. Couldn't bear weight. Well, he announced the other day that he is beginning a hunger strike. And this is a very sad thing. If he follows through with this, I remember Bobby Sands in the 1980s went on a hunger strike. Margaret Thatcher let him die. It was intolerable that she did that. It's a terrible way to go. Navalny could come out of it. He could suspend it, but if he's being slowly killed anyway, he's sending a signal. This is not the Russia of Gorbachev and Yeltsin. We're going to talk about some other developments in that later in the show. But think of Alexei Navalny, very, very brave man. He'll go down in history as standing up very bravely to Vladimir Putin. Very, very bravely. Well, the GOP in this state. You know, the GOP stands for Grand Old Party. I don't know that I would say it anymore. People say GOP because it's press shorthand for Republicans, but they're not grand, and they're not the old party. They're not the party of Lincoln. They're not the party even of Eisenhower. They're not the party of Lee Dreyfus or even of Tommy Thompson. They're the party of Trump and QAnon. It's a different party, but in any event, they're holding a hearing, and what they're investigating because as a gerrymandered majority, they can hold whatever hearings they want and investigate whatever they want. What they're investigating are grants that were provided for the owner, Zuckerberg and his wife, of Facebook to municipalities around the country in every state, blue and red equally, to help with election costs that frequently were not being picked up by the state. In this case, $6.3 million from this grant went to Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, because those are some of the larger population centers, the largest population centers in Wisconsin. But more than 200 other communities, including Waukesha, including very red communities, Waukesha County, got money, and they would use it for a lot of things. They would pay for drop boxes. They would pay for notices to voters about election procedures, about information that they had to give them. And a lot of these communities had not set aside enough money for mailing costs and that kind of thing. They could use it for whatever they wanted. Some of them could have used it. They'd had this back in April of 2020. To give better compensation to poll workers so that Milwaukee would not have only had 5 polling places in April of 2020, when they should have had about 180. is that kind of thing. What the Zuckerbergs are trying to do is, with personal philanthropy, not affect any elections, but permit elections to be held according to law, according to the law of the different municipalities. Well, guess what? The Republicans are investigating only five cities. They're investigating Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha. They're not representing or investigating Waukesha. They're not investigating anywhere else in the state that got money, because the other places that got money, by and large, were in counties, by and large, not entirely, but they were in counties where Trump won. But any area that Trump lost, they are now investigating, and they will put up a proper howl about this, that somehow this is improper. You know, it would have a lot more effect if they hadn't brought a lawsuit on it, lost miserably, and gotten thrown out of court. They complained about this during the election. They brought a lawsuit in Wisconsin State Court, and they said an out-of-stater cannot subsidize elections, cannot give money for elections. And the court said, the law is this. An out-of-stater certainly cannot use money to influence elections outside of our normal contribution process, which, quite frankly, after Citizens United, is baloney. Absolute baloney. Dark money, black ops. But what they're saying is, nobody, no donor can just come in and say, here's how we want you to run your election. Of course not. But all of these communities have law to follow. And it's state law. And in some cases, it's municipal budget law. And that is, we have to send notices to everybody by mail, not just email, because some people don't have computers. Have to send notices of not only when the election is, but the polls open from 7 to in the morning till 8 at night, that kind of thing. You know, maybe here is your ward and here's where you vote, and so forth. Then they have to pay poll workers, and then they have to pay for drop boxes. And all of this costs money, and many municipalities have tight budgets, most of them do. And the question is, where's the money going to come from? Are things going to fall through the cracks? The Zuckerbergs obviously are very well off. They built Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg built Facebook. You know, and there's a lot of complaints about Facebook back and forth, but I got to tell you something. The guy built something that didn't exist before, and it was a major accomplishment. And he's using some of that money. He gave $100 million to the city of Newark. $100 million, just him. Gave it to the city of Newark. They could, for education, really helped out their public schools in Newark. He is a philanthropist in the best sense. But in this case, what it was it went to communities to basically give them some funds that are not present in their budget to comply with state law or any other law that's applicable. And the grand old party, what used to be grand and used to be an old party, it's a really kind of the bad new party, the BOP. It's BNP. What it is QAnon and Trump. They all jump in and they say, well, we didn't want these municipalities to have enough money. We certainly didn't vote for it statewide to give it to them. So, yeah, there are these requirements that there be mailings, and there are these requirements, certain number of poll workers, and there's the requirements of drop boxes and all that. But, gosh, it would just be terrible, terrible. If in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, they didn't have enough drop boxes, people didn't know when the election was, and you went in, there was a solitary poll worker kind of looking forlorn, overwhelmed. Gosh, that would be terrible. So what they've done is investigate only those five cities. My message to them, they can investigate all they want. They're impotent. A court has looked at this, threw it out. What they may be trying to do is set up some legislation that would prohibit it the next time. Of course, Evers will veto it, but legislation that they can ram through a gerrymandered legislature, and that this is a fake hearing, a Potemkin hearing, one of those show trials that back in the Stalin era in Russia, early 50s, there in China and so on. They'd put on these show trials. A guy would come in and confess, scream that he was guilty, and then they'd kill him. And that was their idea of justice and due process. Well, this is very similar. Voss is very similar the way he runs things, and the Republicans are very similar. So if you hear any talk about, well, there was a hearing and this terrible thing happened and blah, 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 that's the background. No terrible thing happened whatsoever. A major philanthropist who is doing good work contributed money to these municipalities simply to comply with the law. To comply with the law. And while we're at it, I'll tell you what else they're doing. What they're also doing is they keep trying to sneak in anti-voting laws. Evers will and does veto them. But it's important to keep this in mind. If we didn't have the governorship, and Scott Walker were in there right now, you know, you'd have a hard time voting in this state. You'd have a very hard time voting in this state. Hard time voting in this state. This is the kind of thing, a portent of things to come. They are doing it. They will pretend to come out with fake legislation after this. It'll get vetoed. You have to be eternally vigilant when it comes to the Republican Party. Eternally vigilant. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.